chapter 10. And now it came to pass, when Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, had heard how Joshua had taken Ai, and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and her king, so he had done to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them, that they feared greatly because Gibeon was a great city, as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all the men of it were mighty. And for this reason, Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, sent to Hoham, king of Hebron, and to Piram, king of Jarmuth, and to Japhia, king of Lachish, and to Debir, king of Eglon, saying, "Come to me and help me, that we may smite Gibeon, for it has made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel." Therefore the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon, gathered themselves together and went up, they and all their hosts, and encamped before Gibeon, and made war against it. And the men of Gibeon sent to Joshua to the camp to Gilgal, saying, "Do not slack your hand from your servants. Come to us quickly and save us, and help us, for all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the mountains are gathered together against us." So Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. And Yahweh said to Joshua, "Do not fear them, for I have delivered them into your hand, and there shall not a man of them stand before you." Joshua, therefore, came to them suddenly, and went up from Gilgal all night, and Yahweh discomfited them before Israel, and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, and chased them along the way that goes up to Beth-oron, and smote them to Azekah and to Makeda. It came to pass, as they fled from in front of Israel, and were in the going down to Beth-oron, that Yahweh cast down great stones from heaven upon them to Azekah, and they died. There were more which died with hailstones than those whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. Then spoke Joshua to Yahweh in the day when Yahweh delivered up the Amorites in front of the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, "Sun, stand still upon Gibeon, and you, moon, in the valley of Ajalon." And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day, and there was no day like that before it or after it, that Yahweh listened to the voice of a man, for Yahweh fought for Israel. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to the camp to Gilgal. But these five kings fled and hid themselves in a cave at Makeda. And it was told to Joshua, saying, "The five kings are found hidden in a cave at Makeda." Joshua said, "Roll great stones on the mouth of the cave and set men near it to keep them there. And do not stay, but pursue after your enemies and smite the hindmost of them. Do not let them enter into their cities, for Yahweh your Elohim has delivered them into your hand." And it came to pass, when Joshua and the children of Israel had made an end of slaying them, and with a very great slaughter, till they were consumed, that the rest which remained of them entered into fenced cities. And all the people returned to the camp to Joshua at Makeda in peace. None moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel. Then said Joshua, "Open the mouth of the cave and bring out those five kings to me out of the cave." And they did so, and brought forth those five kings to him out of the cave, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. And it came to pass, when they brought out those kings to Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel and said to the captains of the men of war which went with him, "Come near and put your feet on the necks of these kings." And they came near, put their feet on the necks of them. And Joshua said to them, "Do not fear nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for in this manner shall Yahweh do to all your enemies against whom you fight." And afterward, Joshua smote them and slew them and hung them on five trees, and they were hanging on the trees until the evening. And it came to pass at the time of the going down of the sun, Joshua commanded, and they took them down off the trees and cast them into the cave in which they had been hid, and laid great stones in the cave's mouth, which remain till this very day. And that day Joshua took Makeda and smote it with the edge of the sword, and the king of it he utterly destroyed, them and all the souls that were in it. He let none remain, and he did to the king of Makeda as he did to the king of Jericho. Then Joshua passed from Makeda, and all Israel with him, to Libna, and fought against Libna. And Yahweh delivered it also, and the king of it, into the hand of Israel, and he smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were in it. He let none remain in it, but did to the king thereof it as he did to the king of Jericho. And Yahshua passed from Libna, and all Israel with him, to Lachish, and encamped against it, and fought against it. And Yahweh delivered Lachish to the hand of Israel, which took it on the second day, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were in it, according to all that he had done to Libna. Then Horam, king of Gezer, came up to help Lachish, and Yahshua smote him and his people until he had left him none remaining. And from Lachish, Yahshua passed to Eglon, and all Israel with him, and they encamped against it and fought against it. And they took it on that day and smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were in it he utterly destroyed that day according to all that he had done to Lachish. And Yahshua went up from Eglon and all Israel with him to Hebron, and they fought against it. And they took it and smote it with the edge of the sword, and the king of it, and all the cities of it, and all the souls that were in it, and he left none remaining according to all that he had done to Eglon, but destroyed it utterly and all the souls that were in it. And Yahshua returned, and all Israel with him to Debir, and fought against it. And he took it, and the king of it, and all the cities of it, and they smote them with the edge of the sword, and utterly destroyed all the souls that were in them. He left none remaining. As he had done to Hebron, so he did to Debir, and to the king of it, as he had done also to Libna and to her king. And so Yahshua smote all the country of the hills, and of the south, and of the vale, and of the springs, and all their kings. He left none remaining, but utterly destroyed all that breathed, as Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, commanded. And Yahshua smote them from Kadesh Barnea, even to Gaza, and all the country of Goshen, even to Gibeon. And all these kings and their land did Yahshua take at one time, because Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, fought for Israel. And Yahshua returned, and all Israel with him, to the camp to Gilgal. End of chapter